It's 8:52 on a Wednesday morning. We're halfway through that work week today. It's cold when we got clear skies out there, but that wind's blowing around. Joining us in our studios is Northfield's Police Chief Monty Nelson and also Sergeant P.T. Hyder of the MPD. Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm just giving my sergeant a little grief here. I was playing with his volume. Sorry.
You don't have blood coming from ears or anything.
That's fine.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. I guess the first time we talked to you this year in 2019. Did you have a good holiday season and a new year?
Absolutely.
Okay. On a personal level, that
yes.
is. We'll get into
yes.
the police business in
well,
just a
Well, police
moment.
Business wasn't too bad either, but
well,
it was a good holiday.
All right.
I can't speak for PT, but
always a good holiday.
All absolutely. Right. Well, glad you enjoyed it. And it's back to work now. We're into a full swing. It's all the way back to normal. School's back in session. Business as usual kind of from here on out. I want to start off with something certainly not business as usual on kind of a somber note. We've had a missing person, Joseph Kamplin, over the course of the last couple of months, and I know that has been, it's difficult for the family. It's also difficult for the police department as well. You know, you guys are human beings as well, but he has been found. And unfortunately, not the result that anyone would have liked. But I want to give you a comment, or give you an opportunity to comment on the whole situation.
Well, I will just say something really quick, and I'll turn it over to PT because this was his case, and he's worked really closely with the family for the last 2 months. And it is about the family, and that's from our standpoint as a PD.
Mm-hmm.
That's two things. We want to make sure that the family's respected and taken care of. And then also, this is just a reminder of the severity of mental health issues and the struggles some people have and how it just doesn't affect just that one person. It can affect many, many other people.
Mm-hmm. Sergeant Hyder?
Yeah, just really good people. A really tough Sunday for them, for everyone involved. Some
mm-hmm.
very, very good people. The family is very thankful for all the assistance, the police department, the community. North Star Search and Rescue came out twice and did searches with dogs, and they volunteer their time. But really good people. They obviously love their son. They love their brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a tough week for them. They appreciate people have not been, their privacy they've been getting so far. I've been in contact with them, obviously, daily since Sunday, but every other day I was talking to them through the process. Trying to sort through things. So on our end, the police department end, we treat this as a family. That's who we work for. That's
mm-hmm.
who we work hard for. And it's beyond just a police thing. To me, it's a human thing.
Sure.
And they have went through a tough time. Now they're going to get closure, which is what they want. But they also want the mental illness part to get out there. If you have people that need help, get them help. If there's concerns, always be there. And there's also only so much you can do at
mm-hmm.
times. Adults are adults and do things, but the family, like I said, has been wonderful. Our condolences go out to them. I know it affects every case. It's not just a case, it's people, and this is one that I'll remember for always.
Yeah. The mental health aspect, we hear more and more about that. It's just a growing concern. It's number one, growing, and number two, it's getting a lot more attention. People are actually having conversations about this now. From the standpoint, Chief Nelson, of law enforcement, I'm presuming that I know with your fellow law enforcement, the sheriff's department, police chiefs around the area, it's always a big concern. You see that on a daily basis. The legislature is now in session. Last year, they tried to address that. Didn't really get a lot done with by the end of the thing. Have you talked to anyone? Do you know is that going to be more of a priority from the standpoint of law enforcement and lobbying?
Well, two things. It's been a priority of ours for years
mm-hmm.
to provide training, de-escalation training, mental health first aid for both adult and juveniles. We have an officer who's an instructor in that, the school district, other groups around town. That's a collective effort now across the county. And we will continue to do that because it is on the forefront of so many of the calls that our officers are dealing with. Every year those numbers are going up. As far as at the state level, we will be meeting again with our local state legislators in the next, I think it's next week, We do that every January as they start their session. We get our four local legislators from kind of, we sit on the border of a couple districts here. So there's four of them that we invite in as a county, and we have representatives from the courts, probation, social services, law enforcement, and other providers, and we pick a few topics, and guess which one has been on our list for the last 3 years. It'll be there again this year's mental mm-hmm. health. And trying to get, you know, they did do some funding changes. For, I think it was for Department of Human Services, but I don't think it's rolled out into, like, actual change or things happening yet. I think they started earmarking some money either last year or the year before. I think it was last year. And we're going to be pushing for more of that because there's a lack of resources. You hear it. PT probably heard it from the Camplin family. We hear it from every family and person we work with. There are not that many resources to help someone, depending on what they're struggling with, addiction or mental health issues.
Yeah, you see that. There's a lot of, you know, criminal activity due to that, unfortunately, but it goes so far beyond that. Just in everyday life, and it's an epidemic, you know. It's a disease, it's an illness that needs to be dealt with better by society. So let's move on. We're through the holiday. Are you up?
Can I just mention one thing?
Sure.
You know, just real quickly, and we don't need to talk a lot about it, but it is important to also remember other families who still have missing people out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's across the country, there's a lot of those. We're pretty lucky here because we normally, smaller community, we don't normally have people that go missing, and we just don't eventually locate them somewhere, somehow, whether they're alive or deceased. Josh Bolin is still missing since 2011. That's my case I won't forget. And his family still, they haven't gotten that closure. And so I just want to mention that. That's important for people to remember, families who have someone out there that's just, it's a question mark. They haven't heard from them. They still wonder. They hold out hoping, but then reality also, you know, they struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. We have gotten through the holiday season as far as, the police were concerned, a relatively, I guess, quiet one. I think there probably were some incidents that were alcohol-related and driving and such, which you'd want to see none. But overall, it seems that people are taking that more seriously.
Yeah.
One's too many, but still.
Yep. We had a DUI arrest, actually, that weekend before Christmas. Didn't get anything over Christmas or New Year's here from our officers. A few in between stuff, so a few other arrests, but it was generally quiet,
mm-hmm.
Which is what we like to see. It was hectic leading up to Christmas, that 2-3 weeks beforehand. Speaking of mental health issues and addiction issues, we had some pretty stark examples of some arrests, and a burglary arrest, and sexual assault, a few other things that pretty serious stuff and related to mental health and or addiction issues.
Mm-hmm. You have your job, or criminal activity, in some aspects is seasonal. you get in the summertime and you see a lot more break-ins and such. You don't see it as much, but you still see it in the wintertime, and you've had some recently.
Yeah, we had Sunday. A report of a bunch of tools stolen out of a work vehicle
mm-hmm.
In the Arbor Street area. Down in that area, you know, it's kind of I'm trying to remember all that. We have a bunch of little streets and cul-de-sacs down in there. Anyway, just a reminder, make sure you lock up your vehicles. Leave your vehicle in your garage if you can, of course. On a night like last night, it's better to have it inside anyway when it gets so cold.
Mm-hmm.
But and make sure your garage is also secure. People often forget about their walk-in doors on garages or whatever, or overhead doors sometimes. Make sure they're closed and secured and someone can't easily get in. Because the majority of vehicle break-ins that we see still are just opportunity where something was left unlocked.
Boy, another thing that we talk about quite a bit that never seems to go away, that's scams. You know, we're through Christmas now and through the Christmas, that season, and now we're kind of into the tax season. People are getting calls about that and how to spot them and what to do. What is your advice?
PT, you want to chime in?
I literally just got a tax one on my work phone last week. My advice is, if it smells wrong, if it's wrong, just don't answer the phone. The IRS people are not going to contact you over the phone and identify themselves as IRS. Anything from the IRS, the government's usually going to be in the mail. And then even if you have questions, if you receive something from the mail, I would definitely call. There's usually a number on there to call on when you get some kind of documentation. Look on the internet, make sure that the number's legit. There's things you can do to protect yourself to confirm if you have any questions. You can call the police department if you have any questions on, is this real, is this not real? We'll be more than willing to help out.
But the bottom line is, don't give them personal information. That's really
no Social Security numbers, no other phone numbers, no nothing, no bank account numbers, no cash. If they're asking you to go wire money, it's wrong. Just don't. Anytime they bring up wiring
gift
money,
cards or
gift
Visa cards,
just wrong.
Yep. Yeah, Bitcoin.
I got that one last week.
Did you get the Bitcoin?
I got blackmailed by email last week. Luckily, our shout out to our IT people at the city. They have a pretty robust set of malware and virus protection, all that. And we get a report from that software that they use, and you can look in there and see what they've blocked from coming through. And there was one that was hung up in there from someone who doesn't type with very good English, demanding that I put Bitcoin in his Bitcoin account. So
where do you go to get a Bitcoin?
Yeah, I...
It's the dark web, and you don't go there. That's where you go, and you don't go there.
Don't go towards the darkness.
All right. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in?
Just on that scam thing again, what PT said, if it sounds wrong, it's wrong. And especially these calls, people are trying, they keep modifying, if you've seen in the news, they've kind of changed up their methods now on this, claiming to either be the IRS or someone working for the IRS, and they're trying to get your Social Security number. It's all the same. No one should be calling you, cold calling, and looking for that sort of information. It makes no sense. Just don't trust it. Don't. And if you get to that point where you're tempted and you're going to the bank or you're going someplace to get a check or wire money like PT was talking about, stop. Call us. We would be happy to talk to you about it before you lose some money.
Yeah. They do that with email, too. It's not just the phone.
And email.
Yeah.
The other thing on that, a really good resource is go to the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota. They have a monthly newsletter they send out, and you can just go there and check online. Great resource. And, you know, they cover a wide array of roofing scams, builders or contractors who are shady, but a lot of their stuff right now relates directly to the many types of scams, and they have a lot of really good info. And sometimes it's more of a statewide, they can give you kind of a statewide picture, and you can see they even have some mapping to show where some of the scams have been coming up around the state. So really good resource, super easy to find. BBB.
BBB.
Yep.
All right. Check it out. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
You bet. Stay warm.
Thank you very much.
All right. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson and Sergeant P.T. Hyder.